back.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, a good friend, and you meet in your lifetime a lot of different people, and in most instances, you aren't going to meet many people like the gentleman who I have on the line right now. And I know in my 67 years of living, there have been very few Darrell Williamses, Dr. Darrell Williamses, that I've met. And it is why I'm always so privileged when I bring him on the airways to give you an opportunity to meet this wonderful and talented man. Dr. Darrell Williams is a candidate for the United States Senate, and he's on the line. You know, Dr. Williams, Ron Johnson is presently in the seat that you are eventually seeking. And how much do you know about Senator Johnson and what he's done in his time as a United States Senator?
Yeah, I know of Ron Johnson, and I also got a chance to hear a little bit about him. I was a finalist for the superintendent position up in Oshkosh, where he's from. And I hear a lot of people keep talking Ron Johnson this and Ron Johnson that. Ron Johnson is not going to win this election. But this election is not about Ron Johnson. This election is more about the people, because I think people have to realize that at the end of the day, when Ron Johnson is not in this position, who's going to sit inside that seat that's going to do something different than Ron Johnson, and who's going to help be in that seat with some knowledge, experience, and background who can advocate for the people of Wisconsin to help improve the quality of life for the people of Wisconsin? That's what's on the table at this particular point. And when you ask the question about the money, who has the most money, and I understand what L.A. Tom said earlier about 94% of the people usually with the most money. But this is why I think a lot of people are upset when we're talking about taking big money out of it, because people have found that people with the most money is not necessarily the best candidate for the position. This is why it's important that all Wisconsinites take a look at these candidates. And a lot of times people are running just because they want more power. You know, I don't know many people with $100 million running for a job that pay $179,000. And so this is about power. And for some people, it's about the name you know. And a lot of times, this is not an Eddie Murphy movie, Mr. Ingram. where you just vote on the name you know. And this is about a critical time in our nation's history, one of the most important Senate seats in Wisconsin's history, and it behooves everybody to look at these candidates and make a decision and pick the person who is with some knowledge, experience, and background in the issues that's most important to us at this time, and with somebody with a vision beyond the tip of their nose and who can see beyond the tip of their nose to get results at the work with people on both sides at the national level and get results for us here within the state of Wisconsin and all the way down to the local level. And you need somebody who understands those issues up and down the spectrum. And there's no other candidate running in this race besides myself with that type of knowledge, experience, and background.
You know, Doc, how do people get in touch with you?
Yes, you can visit us at WilliamsWorksForWisconsin.com. WilliamsWorksForWisconsin.com.
You know, as we begin to kind of wrap this up, man, you can have an intimate fireside chat with those who are listening. Again, as to why they should. Look at you and vote for you. Give you a few minutes to do that.
Well, I think beyond the issues, and I just recap, you know, it is important. This is one of the most important elections that we're going to have within the state of Wisconsin. And I know people are trying to figure out who to vote for. And by the Marquette poll, over 85% of the people, are still up in the air. And this is important. But I say to the people who are listening and to Wisconsinites all over the state, if you value somebody, you know, not just the name you know or who has the most money, but if you value somebody with the knowledge, experience, and background in the areas that's most critical to us at this point in time, if you value somebody sitting at the table in D.C. whenever they start talking about the education of our kids, if you value somebody with the background in education, 26 years of education, National Principal of the Year, I ask for your support. If you value somebody, especially with the war that's going on, who can advocate for our veterans, 29 years of experience, 2 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, recipient of the Purple Heart and Bronze Star, if you value that type of leadership in a candidate at the table, then I ask for your support. But you can visit us at WilliamsWorksForWisconsin.com, and ultimately I ask for your support and ultimately your vote.
Hey, Doc. Thank you very much, man. It won't be the last time. Always appreciate having you on the airways. No better time spent on the airways than to have you grace these airways. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Let me move to this, because this is something that I really want to talk about, and it is an important transition that is taking place in this country. And phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that number. The nuclear family is something that we've always prized and treasured in this country. Everything throughout my life was always based on the nuclear family. A mom, a dad, a couple children, a house, a car. That was ideal. And when I was a young boy, the nuclear family was what everything was based on, and what made America great, nuclear family. But Sam, in your generations, and now the one before yours, the nuclear family is not what it was. I mean, it's not the be-all and end-all, because families are made up of all different kinds of people. And yet we live in this country where we are still in love and think that the only way for there to be a great America is to have a nuclear family. A mom, a dad, their 2 children, biological. And that's not the reality anymore. It hasn't been the reality for a long, long time in this country, and it's hard for people to let go of that ideal, because, especially with the baby boomers, because it is at the root of who we are. And so we can't see a family made up of 2 women and who have taken in a couple children. We don't see that as a family, my generation, many of us, because again, our definition of that family was man, woman, 2 children. The nuclear family didn't include extended family members living together. Uncles living in the home with their brothers and their brothers' families. or aunties living in the home with her sister and her husband and others. The fact that people can no longer live in this country under the aegis of nuclear families is the problem. There aren't any, very seldom going to be, nuclear families aren't going to be the rule, they're going to be the exception. And when is our society going to realize that and start making the necessary adjustments without pointing the fingers at people who live in those other types of environments? So when we come back, I want to spend some time talking about why this country has to make the adjustment. And whether we want to or not, we're not going to be the people who are going to be determining that. There are going to be more families that are made up of other than mom, dad, two children, the dog. That's over. That's dying in this country, and I know it's a hard thing to let go. We've got to go to a break. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back. Just